Pope Benedict XVI will be spending the hot summer months from July to the end of September in the palace that has hosted popes since the 17th century. Perched on top of a hill in the village of Castel Gandolfo, the papal summer residence commands breathtaking views of Lake Albano. Its walls enclose magnificent gardens, a farm, and the Vatican's very own observatory. There, the Pope will pass his time doing what he loves most, studying, writing and praying.
Diciamo che Castel Gandolfo è la residenza estiva dei papi da molto tempo, quindi in qualche modo.
In the first few years of his pontificate, it was not unusual for Pope Benedict to spend a couple of weeks of his vacation time in the Alps, a tradition first established by his predecessor, Blessed John Paul II. Holy See Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi says the decision to remain exclusively at the summer residence was one of convenience. He says the familiar surroundings of the summer palace afford the perfect environs for study and prayer. Furthermore, its very familiarity ensures little or no change to the Pope's routine. The press office director adds that the Pope also knows that from the organizational and security point of view, going to Castel Gandolfo makes things easier for many people. For the entire month of July, there will be no public or private appointments on the papal agenda, with the exception of the Sunday Angelus from the courtyard of the Summer Palace. Nonetheless, Pope Benedict is not a person to waste time. The best way for the Pope to rest, Father Lombardi reveals, is for him to study and write about theology, sacred scripture, because they are the topics that fascinate him. Father Lombardi says the Pope has a project in the pipeline, the completion of his great work on Jesus of Nazareth, with the third, smaller installment on Christ's childhood. On August 3rd, the weekly general audiences will resume at Castel Gandolfo, while mid-August, the Holy Father will interrupt his period of rest to travel to Madrid, Spain, for World Youth Day celebrations. In September, the papal workload will return to its normal rhythm with the resumption of private and public audiences. Finally, at the end of September, Pope Benedict will travel to his homeland, Germany, a trip Father Lombardi describes as important, challenging, and highly anticipated, and which will be just one of the topics on which the Pope is likely to reflect during his summer days in Castel Gandolfo. I'm Emer McCarthy.